myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do
it. Mic open.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, anybody want to rock the health world with me today? It is a Sunday afternoon. Those listening live throughout the planet, all around planet Earth, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Next couple of hours, we've got frequency healing today. Hey, with the proverbial end of the day, I know how much that statement sucks. At the end of the day, well, the end of the day is night, and then a new day comes on, right? We've got to make peace with the fact that the world ain't ended tomorrow. There are things that come and go in life, and there are people that come and go in life. There are animals that come in. There are trees that come and go. There is a life cycle. Disney called it the circle of life. The nightmare on Boylston Street, the marathon bombing, and what it has brought out in perhaps you, certainly me, and in a little while we'll hear from Liam Sheff about it as well, the digging deeper into what is reality is causing more angst than ever before, perhaps, even more animosity than ever before. Simply asking the question. How dare you ask the question about what's real and what isn't? How dare you? Well, this is what we've been doing on the Robert Scott Bell Show since I started this thing, since I began in broadcast media in 1999, asking things that are not allowed to be asked. This asking things that are not allowed to be asked. Has anybody ever told you you're just not supposed to ask that question? Or even better, there are some things we're just not supposed to know. Did you love that when you heard that in school? There are some things that you're just not supposed to know. That was the thing that drove me, I won't say crazy, it drove me to sanity, not insane. Because oftentimes we'll say, I'm going crazy with all of this stuff. I'm going insane. Da, 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 da. But the reality is, when you wake up and question reality, it drives you to sanity, not insanity. But the problem is, or the matrix is, as it's set up, is that those who don't want you to ask questions, those who don't want you to know answers to questions they don't want you to ask, will tell everybody they can that you're the one who is crazy, that you're the one who has gone insane. Why? Because the definition of insanity is not doing the same thing you've always done and expecting to get a different result. The definition of insanity is asking questions that you're not supposed to ask. Now, that's not the real definition, but that's the artificial matrix-like definition or construct that is thrown over the eyes of just about anybody and everybody who still follows the evening news from Brian Williams, Scott Pelley, and Diane Sawyer. The Three Stooges. And it's the same construct that is thrown over your eyes if you're getting your news from Fox News or MSNBC or CNN. And so the very questioning of their reality, of their construct, gets you called names, gets you denigrated, gets you, well, all kinds of lovely parting gifts. Now, I did a series of interviews for iHealthTube, and they're a good group there. They're trying to put out great information. They interview a lot of folks that ask questions, right, that think outside the box. that don't accept reality that others have given to them. And one of my latest interview pieces, I did a lot of interviews, and they snip it down to about 3-4-5 minute segments. I basically stated that vaccines absolutely induce autism. Now, it wasn't an all-encompassing statement in that it's the only thing that does it, but there is no question that they do contribute greatly, directly, indirectly, every directly you want to throw at it. And on YouTube, it's making the rounds. It's got a lot of plays. A lot of people are watching it, digging it. And then there are those who are the scientismists, those who believe in the religion of science and not real science, questioning for the sake of questioning and finding out what you find. These are the facts you then reveal, even if you don't like the facts. But the scientism is the religion, it's the church, it's the new church, or as John Rappaport calls it, the Church of Biological Mysticism. I just had John back on the program on my Friday Healing Revolution segment. Monday through Friday, we do the Robert Scott Bell Show through Talk, Natural News Radio. And of course, it's rebroadcast through UK Health Radio and others around the world and iTunes. 6 days a week, this kind of questioning is going on. So one of the last comments on this that has come through is like, oh, that Robert Scott Bell, he doesn't even have a science degree, right? And that's supposed to make me upset, and it actually doesn't. I'm glad you noticed that. Now, I've studied things, I've studied with, and I've trained and I've taught doctors and pharmacists, pharmacognosy, pharmacology, and obviously homeopathic medicine, that's my area of expertise, but also the study into silver therapeutics, colloidal silver, hydrosol technologies, detoxification, healing, nutrition, etc. Now, it's no great shakes to have a degree in science today. In fact, I call it a duh-gree, and you've heard me do moments of duh related to the scientists and the scientismists. And this is part of the game that's played. When you recognize a fact, or if you want to call it a truth, whatever you'd like to say, and you reveal it, and you communicate it, and then you question it, and then you're denigrated, they will ultimately, these scientismists, will ultimately yell and scream at you. Not because the fact is wrong, even though they'd like to believe that it is or like to claim that it is. But they will yell at you in ways that are called or considered ad hominem attacks. In other words, they won't attack the statement as much as they'll attack you as the person stating it. And to me, that's a badge of honor. It's not, and I'm not looking for honor. That's not my point. But it's like, yay, whoopty frickin' do. I don't have a sign. I studied microbiology at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem many years ago. I worked on electron microscopes in high school. I worked on them again afterwards. I got some training, over 10 years of it, from a homeopathic doctor as brilliant as any that's walked this earth for over 10 years. And I've read a hell of a lot. And I've applied what I've learned in my own healing, and the healing of many others. And so it doesn't bother me, honestly, if someone targets me and yells at me. It just means that what I'm saying is landing, and it's hurting them. Not because I take joy in hurting anyone, but really what it's doing is putting dents and chinks in the armor, defending them from the reality that they don't want to see, and they don't want you to see. See, the thing is about what you get when you recognize the facts in your life, you no longer require others to see it the same way you do. I mean, sure, it's nice if they do, but that they don't doesn't faze you in the sense that I know what I've witnessed, I know what I've seen, I know what I've experienced. I was this sick, I have healed because of these natural remedies, these homeopathic medicines, the right frequency. We're going to talk to Judy Irwin about a little later, the BCX Ultra. I've healed because I have structured, alkalized, and ionized my water. Oh, that's not scientific. Oh, sure, ions don't exist, right? No, last week, second hour of the show, go back and listen to the archives with Paul Bertiero. We covered it. And in fact, I'm still utilizing that water. I have for many years. But I am not here to convince you of anything. If anything, it's just to throw out the facts that I have learned, the stories that I have in my life, and share other stories as they come on the Robert Scott Bell Show to reveal to you another reality that is not approved by government, that is not approved by the mainstream mass media, that is not approved by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the cancer industry, the Fear and Death Administration, the Centers for Disease Creation, or any other alphabet soup agency, governmental or non-governmental, that you can think of. And that, perhaps, is the scariest thing. The scariest thing to elite, what would we call them? Authoritarians, I believe is the right word. Authoritarians want you to believe what they want you to believe. I'd like you to believe whatever you want to believe. In fact, you're going to do it no matter what I say or do, so what's the freaking deal? No deal. It's just that many of you are asking the questions now that you, perhaps your parents or grandparents never asked. And you're asking them because what they learned as reality no longer makes sense. Not that it ever did, but it seemed to in the illusion when everything was flowing, the Federal Reserve notes were coming easily, and you could still buy stuff. And oil, easy to get. Not so much anymore. And so do you wake up to a nightmare on Boylston Street when you see what happened in Boston at the marathon, and since then, the chaos, the cacophony of nonsense that you can visually see in still images and some video, but designed to never let you put your finger on what really happened. And I posited this week on the Robert Scott Bell Show that we may never learn what really happened, but the fact that you're questioning everything that happened and happens is enough to disable the elite authoritarians, whether they come from government, big pharma, military, medical, industrial complex. Keep questioning, my friends, everything. Question even the things that you think don't deserve to be questioned. Because in that way, you will find the reality that now is yours and no one else's. And no amount of degree can alter that reality. And that's what we're going to do today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Sheff's going to join me next. We'll talk about the nightmare we're all in and how do we change it to a wonderful, happy dream. RobertScottBell.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com. utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, anybody thirsty for some healing remedies and facts that you won't hear on any other show in any broadcast media forum? It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, you can visit robertswater.com, Robert's Water, to find out what I'm drinking every day. And you can call my friend Paul, who I had on last week, if you have questions about that unit to ionize, alkalize, structure your water. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. And if you'd like to be a part of the show up until 3 o'clock Eastern time today on GCN, the number right now, write it down. You can call in. We're going to have Liam Sheff up just momentarily here. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Now, anybody out there experienced the nightmare on Boylston Street? Liam Sheff has been digging this in as the investigative journalist. He is also author of official stories, and we've witnessed this official story from the beginning, just about. And what Liam has uncovered is quite stunning. But where it leads us, to sanity or insanity, that is the question. To the nightmare on Boylston Street and beyond, Liam Sheff is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam, welcome, my friend. Liam, are you there? I don't hear you. All right. I don't hear Liam. I thought he was on with us. My apologies. You'll let me know, Tom or Kyle, when he is there. All right. Back at it. Live radio on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sorry. We'll see if we can get Liam. I can't hear him. So in this case, we'll just we'll get to him on the air as soon as you tell me he is there. The question of reality, and I just had one of those reality questionable moments, not knowing what was going to happen next. Waking up into a nightmare. On the in the show notes, there's a link. Can you hear me, Liam?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
There you are. Okay, I don't know where you are. I couldn't hear you. You're here. I'm glad you're here. The nightmare on Boylston Street, as I've titled it now, the uncovery of the things that have happened since the Boston Marathon bombing and everything else that you've uncovered in official stories all wrapped into one. I don't know if it's possible.
Right. So there are many, many, many problems. I think Mike Adams was the first one to point out that there were what we call craft, right, not macaroni and cheese, but operatives who may or may not have a link to Blackwater, but they seem to be paramilitary, and they were there at the scene. At the same time, you did an interview with a fellow who gave large testimony to the fact that there were drills going on that day. There were bomb-sniffing dogs around, and there was actually a device exploded in one of the libraries. So it seems very, very, very confusing. The problem that I've been having, there are two sets of problems. There's the physical problem of watching what happened there, watching the bombs go off in images, and then there's the suspect problem. The suspects were our Chechen, essentially boys, the one's in his 20s, one's a teenager, brothers with no known history of radicalization. The friends of these people, especially the young one, just are in utter disbelief that this has happened. They just sort of can't believe it. There's no warning that anybody can see. There is now, of course, after the fact, a note that the FBI had some, you know, tracking of the older brother on a trip. And then the story is that he went back to the old country and became radicalized. After what, some decade or more, maybe much longer, in the United States, which, if you take the official story on its merits, it leads you to the uncomfortable conclusion that the only people who really hate America enough to do anything bad here are people who've lived here for a while. In other words, you know, like they were here, they were happy for a really long time, and then suddenly, for reasons that nobody can explain, without any handlers here, without any help in making the bombs, you know, decided to do something, decided to go to a public event, instead of hurting the most people at the height of the parade or putting it in the subway, which they apparently could have done and walked away, you know, without cameras, without being seen, they left the thing where it would have really, frankly, much less effect in an open area. Yeah, in a crowd, but as the crowd had diminished quite a bit from the height of the finish, they're pacing questions to this damned narrative. And it feels like something somebody wrote. You can't help but to feel that even they put this poor guy who tried to kill himself, this cowboy Carlos, who would really never wore a cowboy hat before and tells the story that he bought it for a friend and the friend told him it looked better on him, so he wore it, but it makes him iconic. So he's wearing this cowboy hat and the pictures have him all over the place, not really helping anybody, but then he's running with the stretcher at the end holding a something, an artery, while an impromptu tourniquet has fallen into the wheels of the wheelchair that the blast victim, who's lost both of his legs, who hasn't really bled very bloody much, which is very confusing to everybody looking at the pictures, that he's upright, that he's awake, that he seems alert, that he's functional, that he's lost his lower legs and hasn't bled out, and it's been 6 minutes. Nobody's made an explanation for this. It's supposed to be a... And all I need is, just come forward with the explanation. Tell me that this is exactly what you'd expect and this kind. And show me, this is supposed to be a kettle a shrapnel bomb. But, you know, you look at the images in the 15, 20 seconds, we have staccato images from video, apparently from one of the buildings. And you see the bomb go off. You see the smoke clearing, and a guy sprints out of the center mass of the smoke. He sprints out with his clothing torn and runs way out of frame and runs away. Other people in the area further away run away. There are people. There's one girl who's, apparently one of the girls who died, or you see her, and she's there, and she at first looks awake and alert, and then she screams, and apparently she's dead. And then there's a huddle of people, and the guy with his legs blown off is pressed up against the guy in a hooded jacket and with sunglasses on that he puts on, and that guy isn't getting bled on. And later he just sort of lays on his back and reclines, and, the pictures are just mind-boggling. Then
they're incongruous to what we would know factually to be accurate when something like this occurs. And even when you talked earlier about, you see the video of him being wheeled away by a cowboy guy, then an EMT stops them to pick something up. And if the tourniquet indeed fell off, then where is the blood then flowing? Did it just stop in those short minutes? Of course, you'll be hard-pressed to find an EMT that worth his salt that would claim that at 6 minutes after this event, the guy would even be conscious, much less being sit upright in a wheelchair and wheeled off after someone else who was not in as bad a shape was taken off in a stretcher right next to him.
And these are the problems. Now, I have to say that I've been asking these questions for 2 weeks on the FBI social network, and I have never received more flack for anything I've done. I've received personal attacks. Somebody who I thought was an old friend has come out and very much attacked me and drawn me into a long, long, totally misconstruing anything that I said and making me answer things that I didn't point out. He said, well, I knew one of the kids was killed. I said, I didn't say that nobody died.
Stand by, Liam. This is a commercial break time, live radio here on the Robert Scott Bell Show through GCN. The question is, why would somebody be attacked for asking these questions? We'll be back to answer that after this break.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TrueCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, all the links are up today in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And after every day, the show notes get added with a link to the downloadable free MP3 of the show, Monday through Friday, and here, Sundays, on GCN and all of our wonderful affiliates around planet Earth. Say a special shout-out. Hopefully springtime's hitting you guys up there in Anchorage, Alaska today. The number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even when I'm not on the air, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, and I'll get those questions answered during the week. But right now, Questioning Reality with Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories. Liam, I wanted to get to that where you had left off, the attacks on you. Now, this is not new because you've been covering issues of controversy like the AIDS issue with HIV. We've talked about it many times on the air together. But you're saying now that you're getting sometimes even more heated questioning and attacks from even those you considered your friends because you're questioning what happened at the Boston Marathon. And I just got word from Mike Adams, the health ranger, that he's being slammed over questioning the Obama administration promoting food stamps to illegals coming that aren't even in America yet. Come on into America. We've got your free food stamps. And, of course, anybody questioning reality has always been subject to attack, but now it seems to be even viciously from within the circles or fields of people that we think are sympathetic to issues of freedom.
Well, it's a this is the tactic. I even said after this, what's the next step? And it really is rounding up dissidents. The way that we round up dissidents at this point in this country is to beat them up and try to make them be quiet through the normal human means. We're a hierarchical species. I have this woman writing me telling me that it would be impossible for anybody to fake anything at the marathon because tens of thousands of people would know. Listen, people are hierarchical. In other words, we're sheep and chickens. And, you know, put us into an emergency drill, you look for the person in charge. That goes in the hospital, too. Doctors and nurses all function in a hierarchy. And if somebody says, this patient gets sequestered, this one gets put here, this one gets put here, somebody, a man or woman with a badge walks through and says, we're taking control of this, we want this doctor here, that's what happens. Everybody else is too busy to pay attention. It's very easy to manage an event. Very easy to manage it enough so that people there are confused and so that everybody's confused. But, yeah, I've been really beaten up on a couple of pages, not worse than, people who were injured. I'm not claiming anything like that, but I'm saying that I can ask questions about a lot of things, but they hurt a city that's not used to being hurt. This kind of stuff happens, by the way, in what we call the third world or the occupied world all the time, with much greater casualty and much greater death rates, and nobody gives a crap. Nobody from America cares. We just don't even talk about it. We're not used to it here. So you hurt, essentially, and people won't like to hear this, but you hurt reasonably wealthy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about rich, but compared to the rest of the world, white people, and you have a very different story on your hands, and you wake the angst and anger of the sleeping giant, and what did America ever do to anybody? Well, Americans don't understand what they're living inside of. We don't study the history of the CIA. We don't study the Panama murders by the military, thousands of civilians murdered by the military in the early 1990s, put into mass graves. This is, you can look this up. This is admitted. We don't talk about what we've done in Iraq as a genocide. So even if you accepted the official story of Boston as true, that these two apparently hapless idiot teenagers and this teenager and his 20-something-year-old brother decided to make bombs that didn't, that worked, but not as well as, frankly, if you're going to do a terrorist attack, you're really going to plan it at the pitch of activity or put it in the subway or something to kill us. I mean, isn't that what terrorism is about, killing people? Or is it just about getting America to hate something? That's what's confusing about this, Robert. Mm. If terrorism is about hurting people, then you'd go after the most people at the most concentrated part of the day, which means, forgive me, I'm not advocating it, but you'd walk into the subway at rush hour, throw
Liam,
a bag
stand by. We got to come back in just a moment here, commercial break as well. Say thanks to our sponsors. We'll let you know more about them. Liam Sheff on the air asking the questions that can't be asked, and we're going to answer them.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get survivalretreatconsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. Survivalretreatconsulting.com. Survivalretreatconsulting.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
William Schaff, my friend, author of Official Stories, mentioned this issue of rounding up dissidents last segment. That really struck me. And he said, at this point, how is it happening? Well, it's happening via verbal attacks, by assaults on the emotion. It isn't necessarily by taking a baseball bat and beating up the people you don't agree with, you don't like, or rounding them up yet and putting them into concentration camps or relocation camps or re-education centers. Right now, it's the so-called status quo of the official stories and the useful idiots out there who are buying them, attacking those who are questioning what happened in Boston or questioning what happened in other areas, going back in time, whether it be Oklahoma City, whether it be 9/11, whether it be the cause of cancer, whether it be the cause of immune deficiency, as they rename it, AIDS, or whether it be the fertilizer plant in Waco, Texas, or evidently another oil-based refinery exploding. Liam, is that the case today?
I believe yesterday that there was an explosion outside of Detroit in a refinery. Last week around the Marathon, there was, and guess what the refinery was called? The Marathon Refinery. Look, you have to study the CIA to get a sense of the fact that they enjoy word games. When it was okay to kill Dorner with a drone, right? Dorner, who apparently went crazy after writing a letter about something or other, some injustice, went nuts, and then they had to hunt him and kill him and burn him out. Well, they decided it was okay to use a drone. Dorner, mm-hmm. Drone. They like to play word games. Hey, I guess it's all just a series of, accidents. There's the Marathon, and then there's Marathon. They like to play games. Our CIA is absolutely infiltrated. The jackals in the CIA, not the honest intelligence gatherers who make little reports to the president about who's a threat and who's not, but the jackals, the guys who, the movers and shakers, the Dirty Tricks Brigade. This is, you know, and there have been defectors from this, like Ralph McGee and Philip Agee and John Stock, who've come forward and told their stories. And you can read them. They're long, boring books. That's why people don't read them. Watching the new Transformers movie, I guarantee, is more exciting, but it won't tell you anything. We live in a very shadowy world, and the world of intelligence is dark and bleak, and they do things. They don't have national allegiance. And their reasons for doing things may be insane, but they have their own logic, and they like word games. When they destroyed all of Vietnam, they called it Operation Ranch Hand. Isn't that funny? Ranch Hand. Then they called it Operation Hades. Isn't that clever? Look, this is sort of the game that they play, and if you're not aware of it, then it all looks like a series of accidents. And I can't tell you what happened. I'm not on the inside, and I don't want to be. I don't want to be that close that I get to figure out exactly where they're going, because then they'll have me, you know, then they'll say, well, we'll kill you if you speak again. I'm just out there saying, look, you have these stupid kids who, you know, had no handler, who were happy Americans doing hip-hop nonsense for, you know, their lives, doing boxing and liking girls and the rest of that. And then suddenly they pull off essentially just what you would consider, forgive me for the people who were hurt and killed, but this is not an effective terrorist attack. You know, you can't believe that people who want to hurt people would just hang around town then, go back to a party and, you know, wait till the police caught up with them. They're clearly not fundamentalists. They're clearly not interested in any kind of fundamentalist Islam. They're not living that way. So the story falls apart on every level. Even if you buy it, you have to accept the fact that even if it's true, it means that that the guys running after them know that we're kind of screwed, because if a couple of bungling Keystone Cops kids can get away with something like this, what our government agencies are telling us is, party's over. If you want to feel safe now, you have to stay locked inside your houses when we say so. That's their new normal. Their new normal is, you're either going to be blown up by stupid kids who hate us for reasons we don't know. Well, don't worry about all the invasions the United States under the aegis of CIA and other military operations have done over the last 50, 60 years. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about the depleted uranium genocide that we've done that's irreversible in Iraq. And make sure you listen to Rachel Maddow when she tells you not how terrible it is that people don't believe the official story. Dear Lord, can somebody take a microphone away from her? Or Anderson Cooper, right, who interned at the CIA. Don't worry, because he'll tell you that it's all a big joke, that anybody doesn't trust him.
All right, well, we'll be right back with Liam Schiff. We'll talk about some more official stories, uncover them, and, of course, for those of you who are willing to be adults, that's what this is all about, growing up and seeing the world for what it is and then behaving accordingly. We'll be right back.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Hey, can we neutralize evil? Or can we just withdraw from it? Or maybe we can counterbalance it with the waves that kind of, you know, he said neutralize. That's why I'm going to talk Rife Frequency, Royal Raymond Rife with Judy Irwin next hour. Right now, wrapping it up with Liam Sheff, talking about the new normal. False flags are us everywhere and how we counteract it. Or is it enough, Liam, to protest it? Or can we vote out the false flag events? What can we do here?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Rachel Maddow just says vote. Vote them out.
No. This is sorry. I just thought about that. This is the new normal. It's normal because we're in a cultural, we're past the beginning. The beginning was 9/11. That was the shot going off. We're at the end of the beginning, to misquote Winston Churchill, of the cultural collapse. I think we're headed into the beginning of the middle. And the middle is long. And the middle is that there will be many of these. They will happen in different cities. They will do what John Rappaport said, and there will be release of a chemical agent. It will be called a virus, and they'll, you know, hurt a lot of people, and then they'll send in the vaccine squads and say it's all better. They're managing people in cities, and there's nothing really. You can talk about false flags all you want, but they're kind of going to do what they want. You have to get away from the hot spots. That's my feeling about it. You have to get away from the big danger zones and, you know, begin to form community networks of food growing in your lawns and rehabilitate your lawns, get food going. So when there are big shocks over the next 5 and 10 years, in the distribution of food based on the oil economy, you're going to have neighbors and grain and potatoes and tubers and all kinds of things to survive with, and not just survive, but live and get into local trading economies and local artisan economies. And I know this sounds like an awfully hippie message, but you got to live where you live. You know, the era of living 100 miles away from your work is going to quickly come to an end. And that's one of the messages of Boston, that, you know, you just don't get to go every. You will see this change. If you heard it here first, then you did. But you will see this change coming, that we have to be where you are. Now, Robert, I just want to beg the mainstream media to ask this question. We've got a couple interviews coming out of this poor kid who lost his legs, however he did, whenever he did, who didn't quite bleed, and I can't find the explanation for it, but, you know, the first interview says that he came out of surgery and over again gave a description to the FBI. Over and over again, after surgery to remove the dangling pieces of his legs, while being on every drug in the world that you can for pain, swelling, antibiotics, everything, tranquilizers, gave a description that then led the FBI. The description was a guy in sunglasses with a 5 o'clock shadow and a hat. Okay, do you feel like somebody's writing a script here?
Listen, there were so many bizarre things as I was reading the news stories coming after this thing that I was just like, this is not real. This is not real. This is literally artificial Hollywood scripted reality. They're hiring PR agencies to not only manage events, but manage how you feel about the events and what actually happened at the event, even if it wasn't what happened. You do not go to a double, you know, bomb amputee post-surgery, hopped up on every synthetic artificial drug to just deaden the pain and take you out of reality and say, hey, who'd you see to get you your lead. That is even more bizarre than just about anything else that we've covered since the nightmare on Boylston Street began. And so the thing is, you cannot win, and we've been saying this, Liam, for a while now, you can't win. You're not going to beat the PR agencies at this game. You just keep questioning, but ultimately you pull out and hang out with the folks that get it. Find out who your friends are. And I think that was another message when people were attacking you, Liam. It's like, I'm not doing this for you guys out there. I'm doing this for me to find out who are my friends. Who can see through this? Who is not completely a mind-controlled zombie of the CIA operative? And we're talking about those that have gone rogue.
Absolutely, and that's exactly right. You know, it's hard to ask these questions to get beaten up. It's harder to be in a bomb blast, of course, but it's hard to be lied to all the time and know it, and then you talk about it and people attack you. Well, thanks, you let me know that you're not my friend anymore. Yeah. Not because you don't agree with me, but because you attacked me for asking a question. You don't have to agree. But you have to use critical thinking, and you have to be willing to look at the pictures and say, yeah, I can't quite tell actually what's happening in that picture, and it does seem really strange, rather than telling me to shut up and, you know, this kid was hurt, so be quiet. I never said the kid wasn't hurt, so I don't have to, I have to be quiet.
Liam, the other thing is, if you are, you know, questioning as you are, and then somebody will agree and say, okay, yeah, I know, they're lying to me all the time. Everybody lies all the time. Hey, you got to die of something. Those are also people who are not your friends. They're very low on the survival scale when they get to that point and go, well, they're all, yeah, of course, they're all lying, but they carry on and participate in the evil.
Yeah, that thing, oh, well, everything's going to kill you. I might as well eat deep fried hydrogenated, you know, Twinkie poop. Who cares? Everything's going to kill you.
Yeah, that's the TSA. That's the functional TSA consciousness of the average American out there. Now, if you're upset by anything Liam said or I said, then you're likely part of the Twinkie glyphosate Monsanto GMO consciousness. But if you're a regular listener of the Robert Scott Bell Show, I know you're awake enough to receive this message and then act accordingly and start withdrawing, not from life. I mean, you're going to be immersing yourself more in life than ever by withdrawing from the artificiality of the synthetic life of Monsanto, of GMO, of CIA, of CDC, of FDA, etc. And Liam, I appreciate you so much for helping us see through it as well, and your willingness to ask the questions and get beat up a little bit out there. But again, the recognition is we're each and every one of us are doing this for ourselves to find out who our friends are. And it's going to become readily apparent as you question the reality that has been constructed for you and start creating your own.
Absolutely. Well, thanks very much, Robert, and keep going with the rest of the show, having a good time. And, yes, official stories, if you like asking hard questions and coming up with a lot of answers and letting your mind have at it, official stories on Amazon.com.
Check it out. All the links are up in robertscadbell.com. And, of course, next hour we're going to visit the energetic, let's say, reply. How do we heal without participating in the evil? Can we neutralize it? Judy Irwin's going to join me. We'll talk rife healing. Bunch of news stories out there that I've got to cover we didn't get to yet, but stand by for that. In the meantime, tell all your friends and remind them this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.